Today's sustaining member question begins. Hi, Lizzie and Dan. I love listening to the show, especially on my commute home, as I think it makes me a kinder driver.
I love that.
My question is about the times when I'm not driving. I often take Ubers and Lyfts around my city and most frequently opt for the pool or line versions. When you share the ride with a stranger or strangers going in the same direction as you, you can request just one seat for yourself or two for you and a friend. I'm wondering about the etiquette of these shared rides. I've talked about this with my friends, and we agree that it feels weird to talk on the phone or to other passengers when we're single riders, and most of the other passengers are quiet too. But if we are with a friend or partner, we usually talk to them, even if there are other passengers in the car with us. Is it okay to talk on the phone, or with our friend in the car, or to strike up conversation with a fellow passenger? Should we all just be quiet for the ride? Is there any etiquette guidance around ride sharing in general? I would love to hear your thoughts. Best, Sarah.
I think this is such a great question, Sarah. It's totally etiquettical, etiquette-y. I think that this is a modern day dilemma. And how do you handle it? I mean, we've had this experience for a while with taxicabs and with train cars and with shuttles and things like this.
Planes. Elevators.
Carpools. There's definitely a lot of places where this comes up. But I like the idea that when you're really intentionally sharing a very small space with someone because you've literally signed up on the app for it, that you're really thinking about whether or not you're going to have a full-blown conversation. And I like the different types of conversations that you're listing and paying attention to here.
They are different.
Exactly. Let's start by talking about the phone. So let's just say you're doing a ride share with one other person and there's, you've got a call you would like to make, or maybe there's a call coming in you'd like to take. I would definitely, no matter what, keep it brief if I was going to take the call. I think you can effectively take the call in certain situations. If it's the person calling just to find out where you are and you're able to just say 5 minutes, A, you could send a text for that. But B, that's going to be a short, easy, understood, no privacy needed kind of conversation. Hey, I'm in the car right now. I'm sharing the ride. So just let you know I'll be there in 10 minutes, but I'm not going to pick up again. End.
Fellow
Done.
Passenger, not offended.
Oh, good. Yay. High five. I like the idea of, first of all, if it's not going to be a short phone call, don't take the phone call. I would not start regaling tales of the night before. I would not start complaining about my boss or a client. I would not get into a heated debate with my mother. These are the calls I would not take or get involved in, or I would say on the phone, I'm really sorry, but this isn't the time and place for me to talk about this. Let me call you back when I can.
Details about what you're doing, things that are affected by this immediate shared experience that you're having with this other person, are easy to understand / forgive. Stuff that starts to really take attention elsewhere, I think, gets harder to ignore.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What about the friend situation?
I think you talk with someone who's there with you. Again, as long
as it's not—
Wait,
what do you mean? If you and I are in a rideshare and we have a stranger next to us, we talk to each other— Do we include them? I would naturally just because that's who I am. But would you?
I think you include them with the courtesy of not discussing things that are too personal, private, or awkward in front of them.
Okay.
That light conversation about safe topics, tier one, tier two conversations are probably going to be okay.
Yeah.
But you want to have some awareness. I think at this point, the analogy or the comparison to a plane start to really be appropriate to think about, or a public bus. The space is a little more confined, so mm-hmm. I think you want to extend that courtesy just a little more. But planes are pretty confined spaces these days.
Although you can't always be on your cell phone on the plane.
But oftentimes people, when they land, will do those quick calls.
Yep.
But the conversations with each other, with
fellow seatmate,
someone that they're traveling with, mm-hmm. I don't think bother someone that they're not traveling with who's sitting on the other side.
A three-seater seat and you and I are talking, the third person isn't terribly bothered and they're not probably paying that much attention.
I was recently on a flight where I could hear the people talking across the aisle and two seats back for most of the flight. It was way too much.
That
it
is
was
the worst.
The volume and the type of engagement and interaction, it was so
obnoxious. Should we use that word?
Yes, we can.
I'm doing well on my old school New Year's resolutions.
I think you want to extend airplane courtesy to people that you're with mm-hmm. in a car as far as the way you conduct a conversation with someone that you're traveling with who's a friend, someone that you know.
Do you think it depends on how long this car share ride is? I mean, 5 minutes, no big deal. What if everyone's headed to the airport and the airport's like a 45-minute stuck in traffic trip away? I might feel a little like just really bored by the conversation next to me, or just like, ugh. Or I'd feel more inclined, if it's going to be a long ride, to include everyone in a conversation and say, we're having a group experience right now, whether we want to or not. It's one of those like...
The longer you're all together, the more likely I think you're going to interact with each other. Yeah. And again, I think it's plain courtesy. I think when you get
P-L-A-N-E courtesy as opposed to P-L-A-I-N courtesy, guys?
That we all sit down in the cab, you might acknowledge each other as you enter this close space together. And people are going to give each other little cues. I am a chatty co-passenger. I'd love to engage. I would rather stick my headphones in and look out the window and just process my day at work. Thank you so much for leaving me alone. I think we give each other cues. I think you want to read each other's cues for how much to navigate discussions between people that don't know each other. Be prepared to give someone their space, but also be a sane, normal human who can make eye contact and acknowledge that you're sitting in close proximity to somebody and that you're sharing a ride that's going to take 40 minutes.
So here's a new one that's been coming up for me, is people watching shows, maybe even listening to podcasts, not using their headphones. And I just think that this is not something that can happen in a rideshare. Like, don't jump on YouTube. Don't jump on whatever streaming app you have and start watching a show when you don't have headphones around. I was sitting at the airport last week, and there were like three people within a 5 foot radius, all with their phones on and not their headphones in, watching TV. So you had three different shows all talking at once. And I was just like, guys, come on. Like, I mean, obviously I didn't say that, but my thought was really like, are we really doing this right now? You're like, you're actually, I don't like to project the stuff on my phone out to the world. The only time I'll do it is when I'm running. And I apologize because I know some people find that obnoxious, but I don't feel safe running with headphones in personally. So I like having that music out, and I like my ears at least as open as they can be. But in a small waiting area, in a car, on a plane, you have to plug those headphones in.
If you're not driving and you want to listen to something, absolutely. I think headphones are a must. For me, they're a very standard part of my travel gear and equipment.
Yes, absolutely.
An investment in a good set of noise-reducing headphones, wireless noise-reducing headphones, one of the best things I ever did. Sarah, this is such a good question. It's a place where it's a slightly new situation, this sort of paid ride share that I think is more common than splitting a taxi used to be.
Yeah.
And brings with it a certain courtesy. But I do think that there is etiquette from other situations, planes, elevators, just close proximity and basic decency when you're sharing any space with others, that really inform this new situation. Thanks for asking.